Now, we've got David M. Green coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yo!
Yeah, he's here already.
He's
so
in the studio.
He's also had to go.
He's always early. I love this
he's
guy.
Very punctual. It's awesome. Fresh 92.7, Martin Ten Velden. I wish you would. It's Jason K for Tuesday Freshly Squeezed, and also our regular comedic guest, Mr. David M. Green.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Spreadberry?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing financially, if you don't mind me
yeah,
asking?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Because, I mean, I could have sworn that I saw you in the city on the weekend.
Probably.
Yeah. I was walking down King William Street. I saw you walking up ahead. And in front of you, there was this guy. And he was eating a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And you were walking behind him. And then this guy who was eating the hamburger took a few bites and then threw the rest in the garbage bin. And then I'm pretty sure I saw you, Mr. Spreadberry, reach into that garbage bin, pull out half a hamburger and start eating it.
Oh, no! You caught me.
Yeah? Mr. DMG.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, Katie, I saw you on Hindley Street on Saturday.
On the corner.
Actually did. I yelled out, but you didn't turn around. So obviously you didn't hear me or you were using a different name. I don't know why you would be doing that on Hindley Street.
We must look alike other people in Adelaide then, perhaps.
No, it was you.
Actually.
Oh, really?
It was definitely you. I heard that rumour as well. But I was actually on Hindley Street.
Yeah, I know. I saw you.
I
saw you.
Was I crying?
No, you were just standing there, dark glasses, motioning at cars.
No, I was crying because this fight broke out.
And oh, really?
Yeah, it was really scary.
You had money on the loser?
What's going on?
I'm strapped for cash, people.
I'm so insulted.
Yeah, even it's no secret, we're all kind of a bit, we're all tightening our belts. Even me, I'm delivering pizzas
global
now.
Global economic crisis. Yeah. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's not even a joke. Not even a joke. Well. Actually delivering pizzas. It's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
But hey, I heard this ad on the radio the other day that just could be the answer to all of our money problems.
Sweet.
Have a listen to this. Are you currently trading shares in the ASX? Then give yourself an unfair advantage. Insider trading can allow you to make limitless amounts of money in a virtually risk-free environment.
Yeah, I heard about the subprime mortgage crisis. I was worried I was going to lose the house. But then a friend told me about insider trading, so I thought I'd try it. Now I have 12 houses and a jet.
By exploiting confidential information about publicly listed companies and allowing secret knowledge about a company's economic future to dictate your stock portfolio, you'll take the guesswork out of investing. Some of Australia's most successful businessmen and women have insider trading to thank for their success.
After my wealthy husband died, I moped around the house for days to fend off boredom. Yeah. I tried a little insider trading, but I got caught. Now I'm in prison. I've made lots of friends, though.
Why be satisfied simply with free market capitalism? With insider trading, the ends always justify the means. Insider trading. Know the score before.
Wow. Well, how that's very, very useful.
Yeah, foolproof. Foolproof, Mr. Spreadberry. Pick yourself up a stock ticker.
Yeah, no worries. Fresh 92.7, Jess with Imagination, Jace and Kate and David M. Green for Tuesday Freshly Squeezed.
Hello.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, I was just being a bit lazy with introducing you know how it is.
Yeah, you're terrible. Terrible.
It's too hot today.
I mean, nah, you're okay.
In 41 degrees, Dave, I mean, that's insane.
Oh, my God. My God, it's so hot. What? Yeah. It is so hot today.
It's not fair.
Insert funny line.
Oh, no, I don't have anything to say. Don't have anything funny to say.
I wish I was a dolphin.
Too hot.
What?
What? Does that not go?
It just randomly said that.
Yeah, but it's so hot. I wish I was a dolphin.
Why?
Well, that's your choice.
Because I'd be cool and swimming in the sea.
Yeah, all right.
It works.
We'll go with that. I like it. Spontaneous. Awesome.
Rodney Dangerfield would be spinning in his grave right now. But let's move on.
Yeah. So, what have you got for us today?
Oh, hey, do you have a pool?
No.
No?
Mm.
Man, I want to have a friend who has a pool, because currently... hey, you listening, if you have a pool, call in right now.
Invite us.
Be my friend.
Invite us. Yeah. We want to go to a pool
after. Hey, if you do have a pool, you better... If Just have a listen to this. Just have a listen to this.
Doing well, aren't we?
David M. Green's Guide to Being Green.
It's not that easy being green.
Number
60. Are you getting suspicious looks from neighbours whenever you want to take a swim in your pool? Well, get around these annoying water restrictions by filling your pool with grey water. Water's kind of thick today. David M. Green's Guide to Being Green.
Okay, there you go. Hey, well, that might work, actually.
Effluent. It's the way of the future.
Now, David, do you know what the top 92 of 2008 is?
Oh, I sure do. All 92 of them.
Really?
Quiz me.
Could you say more on air right now?
No. Oh, I couldn't possibly do that. We don't have time.
61.
Big Time by Peter Gabriel. I would just stab in the dark there.
You know what? I've really, really got one thing to say there. Well, not really, but I'll just say this.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Wow.
Anyway, the top 22 is actually happening right... Well, it's going to be on the 1st of February, and voting is actually open. So we want you guys to vote in. Check out the website, freshfm.com.au.
I vote for Peter Gabriel's Big Time.
We want to hear your FTDs also, so keep them coming in.
Yeah,
199 youth.
FTDs and shouts. Sorry, FTDs and shouts.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to vote...
The hell was that?
Oh, it's just a...
Oh, right.
If you want to vote using the SMS, while you're listening to a track, SMS the word vote to 199 youth, and that casts your vote if you're just lazy and all using the internet. So.
Yeah,
makes it easy. So thank you once again, Mr. David M. Green.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Spreadbury and Miss Powell.
Thank you.
And you two listening.